Welcome back to the Iowa Blog. I am your host, Craig Wynn. This is the second day of January 2025. As promised, I'm going to speak about the first jihad, since there was such a horrendous cover-up of the black flag of Islam in New Orleans yesterday by the American authorities, who deliberately sought to deceive the American people about this connection between Islam and murder, Islam and terrorism. I want to speak about the first jihad. And so I will be turning to the second, volume three, of the five-volume set called Goddamn Religion. It is an expose on the Islamic scriptures. In the book, I reorder the Quran chronologically, present every surah of the Quran set into Muhammad's life using the hadith to correctly order them. And I also cover all of the meaningful hadith from the four earliest and most respected sources. And in some portions of chapters, we are mostly focusing on the hadith and other mostly focusing on the Quran, but understand, they are the exact same. Muslims will deny it and say otherwise, but the fact is, both were oral recitals, both were passed on from mouth to ear, both came from exactly the same cast of characters, in exactly the same place, at exactly the same time. There is no difference between them. Their authenticity is identical. Well, with the arrival of the first child born to Muslims after the Hijra, this would be the migration of shame. It was celebrated, but there would be many more baby vipers. I should tell you to put this in context. The Hijra, or migration of shame, from what was Petra to Yathrib, a community that was 75% Jewish. Some 30,000 Jews lived there prior to Muhammad invading the place, and he killed them all. As for what prompted the Hijra, it was the combination of Muhammad accepting an idolatrous indulgence where he agreed to include pagan goddesses into his Quran for the reward of sex, power, and money. Then he reneged on that, and he blamed Satan for the Quran recital that acknowledged these pagan goddesses. And then when it became almost intolerable for him to survive the mocking that he received after blaming Satan for Quran recitals, Muhammad imagined that he went on the night's journey, flying on a winged ass from what was Kaabaville to Jerusalem, where he claims that he went into the temple and met with a host of long-dead Jews, leading them in prayer. It was all, of course, completely fictitious. The temple didn't even exist at the time. The people he claims to have met with were long since dead. But truth has never gotten in the way of a good lie, like the nature of Islam. And so Muslims, to validate Muhammad's claim of a night's journey on the winged ass, built Al-Aqsa Mosque, because Al-Aqsa Mosque is where he said he went in the Quran long before it existed. It is the very building that inspired the terrorist flood on 10/7/23, which is why I begged Israel to tear it down, to trade it initially for the release of the hostages. Well, after the joke of the night's journey, Muhammad's credibility was in shambles. After 12 years of claiming to be Allah's messenger, according to the hadith, he had five followers. And so he needed new digs, and he left town as a laughingstock. And on the way out of town, he met with 20 pagans from Yathrib, this Jewish community. And he managed to convince these pagans that if they were to kill for him and they were to rob for him, that they would be rewarded with virgins in paradise by his pretend god. And so the first day of the Islamic era is what's called the Pledge of Aqaba, where these pagans pledged to wage war against all mankind. This is how Islam began. It's not my opinion. This is an irrefutable fact. It's called the Pledge of Aqaba. It is day one, year one of the Islamic era. And so they came into Yathrib, penniless. Jews accepted them, just like they did in the kibbutzim. They loaned them money. They provided them food. They provided them with housing, only to watch the Muslims take it all from them, including their lives and their homes and their children and their wives, just like 10:7:23. Well, Tabari reports, Tabari 7:9, the messenger's companions cried, "Allahu Akbar!" Allah is greater than Yahweh, is the implication. When the first child was born, a little girl, this was because a story was current among the Muslims that the Jews had claimed that they had bewitched them so that no children would be born to them. The Muslims praised Allah that he had falsified the Jews' claim. Bull. This is pathetic. The Jews would never have claimed such a thing because it isn't even remotely credible. Further, Muslims are inferring that their gods' magic spells were more powerful than the Jewish gods. Even if they were right, it made Islam wrong. Well, the next seven section titles in Tabari's The Foundation of the Community is why we're here. They are all under the title Expedition. The word in Arabic is maghazi, which is often translated as raid in the Sirah. It actually means armed invasion. It is synonymous with jihad, as defined by Bukhari as holy fighting in Allah's cause. There was a pronouncement out of England today that it is just fine for the Muslims and progressives marching in the street to terrorize everyone into submission, to threaten jihad because they say the word has many meanings. That is not true. The Quran defines jihad as fighting and killing in Allah's cause. There is no other definition. A more complete, however, and purely Islamic explanation of jihad is provided in the Book of Jihad on page 580 of the Maktaba Dar Es Salaam's publication of Sheikh al-Bukhari. This is how it reads. Jihad is holy fighting in Allah's cause with full force of arms and weaponry. It is given the utmost importance in Islam, and it is one of its pillars. By jihad, Islam is established. Allah is made superior, and he becomes the only God who may be worshipped. By jihad, Islam is propagated and made superior. By abandoning jihad, may Allah protect us from that, Islam is destroyed, and Muslims fall into an inferior position. Their honor is lost, their lands are stolen, and Muslim rule and authority vanish. Jihad is an obligatory duty on every Muslim in Islam. He who tries to escape this duty dies as a hypocrite. That is, apart from the Quran, which defines jihad identically, the oldest definition of jihad in Islam. Bukhari is the most treasured collection of hadith. It is the most valid and authentic collection of hadith. Bukhari's hadith are used to establish the Islamic religion its rituals, its holidays, its traditions, its prayer, as well as to establish what Muhammad said and did. This is how the earliest Muslims defined jihad. I'm going to read it to you again because progressives don't seem to understand it and non-progressives don't seem to care. And they're easily led astray. In the Book of Jihad, in the Sayyid al-Bukhari, the most treasured collection of hadith, Islamic scripture, the words of Muhammad, it reads, "Jihad is holy fighting in Allah's cause with full force of weaponry." It says it is fighting in Allah's cause with full force of weaponry because that's what the Quran says over and over and over again. It is given the utmost importance in Islam and is one of its pillars. And this is stated because there is no edict in the Quran as essential as jihad, killing, and Allah's cause. By jihad, Islam is established. By jihad, Islam is established. Allah is made superior to the real God, whose name is Yahweh. And he becomes the only God who may be worshipped. The religious God of Islam is not God, but because of jihad, because of Islamic killing and terror, Satan has become the God of 2 billion people. And he is the God who is now threatening the lives of 6 billion more. By jihad, Islam is propagated and made superior by fighting and killing in Allah's cause. By abandoning jihad, Islam is destroyed and Muslims fall into an inferior position. That is why they're calling for jihad in the streets of Europe and the streets of America on college campuses. This is what it means. If you do not capitulate, they are threatening to kill you. Their honor is lost by fighting and killing. That is how Muslims gain honor. Their lands are stolen. Now their goal is to steal other lands. And Muslims' rule and authority vanish. They have no authority, but they rule a huge swath of the earth. Jihad is an obligatory duty in Islam on every Muslim. I have said this over and over again for the last 22 years on 5,000 radio shows and all of my 35 books. All good Muslims are terrorists. The only way to be a good person and a Muslim is to be a bad Muslim and therefore a hypocrite. That is what the oldest written source in Islam confirmed. Jihad is an obligatory duty in Islam on every Muslim. Jihad is holy fighting in Allah's cause. He who tries to escape this duty dies as a hypocrite. And you know what the Quran says about Muslim hypocrites who are unwilling to fight jihad? It tells the good jihadist Muslims to kill them. And then Allah promises that he will torture them forever in the hottest places in hell. This is the truth. These are their words. In goddamn religion, I don't make things up. All I do is expose and condemn the religion of Islam as it was lived by Muhammad and the first Muslims, as he spoke it into existence based upon the Quran and the Hadith. Now, I know there's a lot of thought police out there, particularly on Facebook where this is live streaming. But stop what you're doing. What I'm sharing with you is irrefutable. It is the truth. And until you know this to be true, your lives, the very existence of your country, is at risk. Every nuance of this directive was derived from the word was lived by Muhammad. It actually represents fundamentalist Islam, so much so that each of the 150 hadiths that follow this definition of jihad speak of fighting. None, not a single one, addresses a spiritual struggle. When imams and progressives thrust this nonsense on Americans following 9/11 in 01, I knew it to be untrue, and I said it to be untrue over and over again. I received over 1,000 death threats as a result of doing so. Jihad is not a spiritual struggle. It is fighting and killing in Allah's cause. That is how the Quran and the Hadith define it. And it says that all good Muslims are jihadists. You need to deal with the truth. This is evidence and reason. We're not playing make-believe here. This is not cancel culture and fairy tales. This is the truth. And you need to know it if you're going to survive it. According to Muhammad, the most important deed is jihad, fighting in Allah's cause, from Bukhari, Volume 4, Book 52, Number 44. And the Quran agrees, saying that peaceful Muslims are hypocrites, born to and destined to burn in hell. The Quran says in Surahs 2, 3, 33, 5, 8, and 9, that peaceful Muslims, these hypocrites that are unwilling to fight and kill in Allah's cause, are the worst of creatures. They're the most vile of animals, worse than infidels. There is no such thing as a peaceful Muslim. There is no such thing as moderating Islam. The Islamic terrorists are not radicalized. They're fundamentalist. This truth is inarguable. It is evidenced over and over again in the Quran, and there is no exception to it. Those who said otherwise deliberately and knowingly deceived, just like the FBI did yesterday morning, as they denied the evidence that they knew to be true about who killed those 15 women and children in New Orleans. So that there is no question regarding the appropriateness of using Bukhari as a source, here's what the most respected Islamic scholars had to say about him. Al-Bukhari's hadith is the most authentic and true book of the Prophet. The translator said, I am perfectly sure that the translation, with Allah's help and after all of the great efforts exerted in this production, has neared perfection. The imams from the cradle of Islam, the Islamic University of Medina in Saudi Arabia, said, it has been unanimously agreed that Imam Bukhari's work is the most authentic of all of the other sources and hadith literature put together. It is second only to the Quran. The truth is, Ibn Ishaq's Sirah of Muhammad's life and Tabari's history of Islam's formation are actually far more important to Islam. But both paint Muhammad as a pedophile and a rapist, as a mass murdering terrorist who is sadistic, and say they don't like them as much. But they're comprised of the same hadith, and they both came from a much earlier source. So this leaves you and me at the crossroads of destiny. If we don't deal with the malignant gravity of Islamic jihad, our future will vanish before our eyes. If we wish to avoid the abyss of world war, We must expose the doctrine committed to world conquest. We must liberate Muslims from Islam. But it doesn't stand alone, especially since Ibn Ishaq was on the scene collecting hadith long before Bukhari and Tabari, and that he wrote his history using the same collection of oral reports. He just collected them sooner and was more orderly about it. This is the truth. Don't run from it. Don't deny it. Don't be like progressives and make it illegal to inform people as to why they're being murdered, kidnapped, abducted, enslaved, and raped. Let the world know why those Muslims poured out of Gaza to torture Jews, to abduct them, to torment them, to perpetrate sadistic tortures on little children, to gang rape women, and then either mutilate them or haul them back to Gaza as trophies with the crowd celebrating the atrocity. The world needs to know the truth to defend itself. And the only way that anyone has a chance to be successful against this plague is to know the truth and to wield words wisely. If enough of us are willing to take the time to learn what actually occurred, what the Quran actually says, what Muslims actually believe, and appreciate the reasons that the Jabbars of the world will drive pickups onto sidewalks and run over women and children. If enough of us are willing to use our words and to wield words wisely, we can make a difference. We can be compassionate and spare lives. It takes courage, however. It takes character. It takes a will to invest the time. It takes someone who is not afraid of the terror that they are threatening, who will stand up against the crowd, who will shed their ignorance, who will invest the time, who will take the risk of telling people the truth. And so they are not only equal and valid, the Quran cannot be any better than these hadith, since it was retained and conveyed by exactly the same people in exactly the same way at exactly the same time as the hadith. Oh, so turning to the historical assemblage of Sunnah, we read under the title, "The Expedition Led by Hamza." It is a depiction of the first Maghazi or terrorist raid in Islam. But so that these programs are manageable in length, I'm going to end this one here. And we will pick up this story again in the next segment of the Yahwa blog. I am your host, telling you the truth, Craig Wynn.